You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week we began the music with Duke Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's Miles Davis and crew rounding out the set. Everything that we heard in this first set came from a recent collection I just received in the mail. It was called the Complete Charlie Parker label. There was a label called Charlie Parker, which issued a lot of interesting and yet little heard jazz, including sides by Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Lester Young. Also, you had Art Pepper, Slide Hampton, Barney Kessel, Shorty Rogers, Jimmy Giuffre, Yosef Lateef, Shelly Mann, Teddy Wilson. And there are 30 CDs in this set. To start the set off, we listened two sides from Duke Jordan. This came off a package. It's a French title, which translates in English to Dangerous Liaisons, from January of 1962. And this was part of the soundtrack to our French film. We had first No Problem, featuring Duke Jordan on piano, Sonny Cohn trumpet, Charlie Rouse tenor, Eddie Kahn bass, Art Taylor on the drums. And from that same session, we also heard The Feeling of Love, same session, same personnel, January of 1962, off the Dangerous Liaisons LP on the Charlie Parker label. Then we listened to another selection, which was part of a movie soundtrack. This time it was headed by Mundell Lowe, and it was a soundtrack to a 1962 film called Satan in High Heels. The piece that we listened to was called Long Knife. Not only was this a big band, it looks almost more like a jazz orchestra. Among the players here, Clark Terry, Joe Newman, Doc Severinsen, Ernie Royal, all on trumpets, Irby Green, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Al Cohn and Phil Woods here on saxes, George Duvivier, and Ed Shaughnessy among the players, led by Mundell Lowe and Long Knife. Then we listened to a pair of sides by Miles Davis. This was from a package on the Charlie Parker label called Many Miles of Davis. First, we listened to A Night in Tunisia, and then a piece called Bird of Paradise, and the band here, headed by Miles Davis, Charlie Parker was there on alto, Lucky Thompson on tenor, Dodo Marmarosa piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Again, it was a 30-CD set, the complete Charlie Parker label. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. Up next, we'll call on Donald Byrd. We'll be right back.
like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and, of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe always has a pocket full of loot, but only the kind that jingles. You see, he likes to play the horses. He is most certainly a ladies' man. As a matter of fact, he is always willing to accept cash contributions from them for any cause, namely his own. The most important thing about Killer Joe that you have to know is that he's very much against manual labor. Killer Joe. Killer Joe.
There's the Jazz Tet on the Argo label rounding out our set there. Let's go to the top. We started with Donald Byrd off a package called Modern Jazz Perspectives, originally issued on the Columbia label back in September 1957. Stablemates was the name of the tune, under Donald's name. Donald Byrd on trumpet, Gigi Grice, alto, Wynton Kelly, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, Art Taylor on the drums. Also, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, Julius Watkins on flugelhorn, and Sahib Sahab on baritone. Stablemates from Donald Byrd. Then we called on the classic jazz tet, Art Farmer and Benny Golson teamed together. And these are all sides from the same session on the Argo label, a session from February of 1960. We started with the classic Killer Joe, including the spoken introduction there. Benny Golson on tenor, Art Farmer trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, McCoy Tyner piano, Addison Farmer on bass, Lex Humphreys on the drums. That same lineup was heard on the next two tunes, then called Blues On Down, and then we wrapped it up with Park Avenue Petite. The Jazz Tet on the Argo label, it's all heard here on Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Up next, we've got Horace Silver. Thank you. In that set, we heard Horace Silver. We heard the title track to a package called Blowing the Blues Away on the Blue Note label, August of 1959. Horace Silver piano, Blue Mitchell trumpet, Junior Cook tenor, Gene Taylor bass, Lewis Hayes on drums. Then we heard Horace on a thing called St. Vitus Dance, same date, same band, except he went with only the rhythm section, Gene Taylor bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums. And we wrap things up with Clark Terry. This is a group of Ellingtonians on the Storyville label, under Clark Terry's name, Clark Terry, October 1959. The piece was called P.I. Clark Terry on trumpet, Paul Gonzalez tenor, Raymond Fall on piano, Jimmy Wood bass, and Sam Woodyard on the drums. Well, hope you enjoyed it. This is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and as always, it's an amazing experience to do a program in stereo. We'll see you next time.